"Lenin a crown?" said Henry Foster, echoing the assistant predestinator's question as he zipped up his trousers. "Oh, she's a splendid girl. Wonderfully pneumatic. I'm surprised you haven't had her."
"I can't think how it is I haven't," said the assistant predestinator. "I certainly will at the first opportunity."
From his place on the opposite side of the changing room aisle, Bernard Marks overheard what they were saying and turned pale. "And to tell the truth," said Lenina, "I'm beginning to get just a tiny bit bored with nothing but Henry every day." She pulled on her left stocking. "Do you know Bernard Marks?" she asked in a tone whose excessive casualness was evidently forced. Fanny looked startled. "You don't mean to say..." "Why not? Bernard's an Alpha Plus. Besides, he asked me to go to one of the Savage Reservations with him. I've always wanted to see a Savage Reservation." "But his reputation... What do I care about his reputation? They say he doesn't like obstacle golf." They say, mocked Lenina. "And then he spends most of his time by himself, alone." There was horror in Fanny's voice. "Well, he won't be alone when he's with me. And anyhow, why are people so beastly to him? I think he's rather sweet." She smiled to herself. How absurdly shy he had been, frightened almost, as though she were a world controller and he a gamma-minus machine-minder.
"Consider your own lives," said Mustafa Mond. "Has any of you ever encountered an insurmountable obstacle?"
The question was answered by a negative silence.
"Has any of you been compelled to live through a long time interval between consciousness of a desire and its fulfillment?"
"Well,"
began one of the boys, and hesitated.
"Speak up," said the DHC. "Don't keep his fortune waiting." "I once had to wait nearly 4 weeks before a girl I wanted would let me have her."
"And you felt a strong emotion in consequence?"
"Horrible."
"Horrible, precisely," said the controller. "Our ancestors were so stupid and short-sighted that when the first reformers came along and offered to deliver them from those horrible emotions, they wouldn't have anything to do with them."
"Talking about her as though she were a bit of meat." Bernard ground his teeth. "Have her here, have her there, like mutton, degrading her to so much mutton. She said she'd think it over. She said she'd give me an answer this week. Oh, Ford, Ford, Ford!"
He would have liked to go up to them and hit them in the face, hard, again and again.
"Yes, I really do advise you to try her," Henry Foster was saying.
"Take ectogenesis. Fitzner and Kawaguchi had got the whole technique worked out. But would the government look at it?
No.
There was something called Christianity. Women were forced to go on being viviparous."
"He's so ugly," said Fanny. "But I rather like his looks. And then so small."
Fanny made a grimace. Smallness was so horribly and typically low-caste.
"I think that's rather sweet," said Lenina. "One feels one would like to pet him, you know, like a cat."
Fanny was shocked.
"They say somebody made a mistake when he was still in the bottle. Thought he was a gamma and put alcohol into his blood surrogate. That's why he's so stunted."
"What nonsense!" Lenina was indignant.